Very frequently, people confuse humility with lowliness. And actually, it's two very different things. What's humility? In order to explain this, in this week's reading, Parshas Ba'aloi Yitzchak Ba'aleska means literally when you light up the candles of the candelabra, the menorah, etc., etc. At the end of this week's reading, we find the story with three brothers, Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe. Moshe separated from his wife from the moment that God started talking to him, so to speak, giving the Torah and Mount Sinai, etc., etc. So Moshe said, look, God talks to me whenever he wants. I have to be pure the whole time. I cannot be with my wife. So he separated. When Miriam heard this, she commented to her brother Aaron, hey, what's with our brother Moshe? What's wrong with him? We are also prophets. Miriam was a prophetess, and Aaron was a prophet. And however, we did not separate from our wives, from our husband, whatever. Why did Moshe, who's a prophet, separate from his wife? When Miriam said these words, God was not happy about this. And Moshe, when the Torah, so to speak, looks at Moshe, how does he react? The Torah says about Moshe, he was the most humble person in the world. He was not bothered by this commentary, even though Miriam, so to speak, quote unquote, had to pay for that. She got a disease called psoriasis. Everybody waited for her. Okay, that's the end of the reading. You can go and check yourself. But the point over here is that the Torah is saying that because Moshe Rabbeinu did not react, he was the most humble man in the whole story of all humanity. This is what the Torah says. And the Torah is testifying by Moshe Rabbeinu about him that this is the case. He was the most humble man. What was the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu? If you really think about it, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke with God face to face. This is also what the Torah says. Whenever he wanted to talk to God, he just lifted up the phone, so to speak, and sent a WhatsApp to God and asked him whatever he wanted, and God answered him. No other prophet in the whole history of humanity did such a thing, had such a level. So he, Moshe Rabbeinu, had all the points, so to speak, not to be humble. And it was true, whatever he wanted to say about himself, it was true. Furthermore, we find a story in the Talmud, which is very interesting. The Talmud says that there was a certain time around the year 180, so to speak, of the Common Era, that humility ended up from humanity. This is what the Talmud says. When Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi passed away, humility went away with him. Now, there was a sage many years afterwards, like 400 years afterwards, called Rav Yosef. When Rav Yosef read this story about Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, that when he passed away, humility went up, he said, wait a second, don't read like that, because I'm alive and I'm humble. So what does that mean? A person recognizes himself as humble, and that's a proof of humility? It's the other way around. So what's the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the humility of Rav Yosef? Actually, what does humility mean? The idea is like this. Our sages explain the following way. Humility doesn't mean that a person feels himself low, because actually Moshe Rabbeinu did not feel lowliness, and Rav Yosef also did not feel lowliness. It's not that you're low, I'm a nothing, I'm nobody, I can't do anything. That's not humility, that's foolishness. Humility means that a person recognizes his real powers, so to speak, his real high level, but at the same time, he knows that every single thing that he really accomplished came from God. All your virtues, all your real good things that you have, you spoke to God and you're humble and this and that, this is because God gave you strength and you're using your strength properly. Okay, that's your good point, so to speak. But the point is that you recognize that every single thing you have came from God. And furthermore, if somebody else had the same powers you had given by God, they would have reached even further. That's humility, to recognize who you are, to recognize what God gave you, and to recognize that somebody else could have done a better job than you. Even though you did a great job, you spoke to God face to face, but somebody else could have done better. Actually, our sages say, what's a chosid? What's a real pious man? Not a person that recognizes how low I am, how nothing I am, how I can't do anything. No. A person that recognizes that, of course, you have to know what you have to improve, but you also recognize your virtues, the good things you have. That's a real person. May Hashem, may God give each one of us the possibility of recognizing our good points and the things we have to improve. And again, to recognize that somebody else with the same possibilities we were given by God would have reached even more. And this has to be like the motor, the engine to go even further in your personal development.